Kakalosh Bokato, we're just going to continue with Halachot of Alakat Nerot. We had a very interesting question. What happens if a woman forgets to light the candles on Yom Tov? Which means Erev Yom Tov, right? She usually lights the candles. And she forgot to light the candles. So now, does she have to now make it up for every single other Yom Tov as well? Does she have to light an extra candle? Or does she now have to light for a Shabbat also an extra candle because she already forgot on Yom Tov? A second question would apply. What happens if she forgot to light the candles on Yom Tov Sheni? Which means on the second day of Yom Tov. Does the same halacha, does she have to come now and light a candle, an extra candle every single time for Yom Tov or for Shabbat or not? So now what exactly are the different svarot? He says it's actually a machloket poskim. He brings down the Shut Kinyana Torah. The Shut Kinyana Torah says that there was no knas, there was no penalty of lighting an extra candle by Yom Tov. And he says, why? Because even if it was that you did forget to light the candles of Yom Tov before Yom Tov, still throughout the entire Seuda, you're allowed to come and light the candles. The Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata explains why. Because even if you finish your Seuda, for example, it comes on the night of Yom Tov, you come home, you start eating, and all of a sudden you ask your wife, 1 second, but where's the candles of Yom Tov? Ah, I forgot. Doesn't matter why, because even if you're going to light it right now after the Seuda, you're still going to save yourself from stumbling or from all these things, right? That was a stumbling block in itself. So therefore, there's no problem of lighting the candles afterwards. Sometimes it happens that if a person's going out, then even lechatechila, when they come back home on the night of Yom Tov, sometimes even lechatechila, it's better to light the candles then than to light it early and you're leaving the house and you're not going to be at home at all throughout the entire Seuda. And then when you come home, there was no candles at all, as if to say. So it does happen, such halacha. He says, however, though, some poskim hold that no, that the just like Shabbat and Yom Tov, it's the exact same thing, which means that we're going to make a knas, a penalty, that if you forgot to light the candles on Yom Tov, you would need to come and light an extra candle every single Erev Shabbat and every single Erev Yom Tov as well. However, though, halacha l'maaseh, the halacha brura here is posek, that you don't need to. And he says for a few reasons, right? Besides the fact that here, that it's actually a machloket, a poskim, right? He says, 1 second, first of all, this adding an extra candle was only a minhag. So therefore, since it's only a minhag, and there's a whole machloket to do with, do you even make a bracha on the candles that you light on Yom Tov? And is it the same obligation like Shabbat or not? So therefore, we're going to put them together, and we're going to say, you know what, first of all, it was only minhag to add an extra candle. Second of all, especially if you had, right, electricity or other things on throughout the Yom Tov, then it's even much lighter that you don't even need, again, the candles in itself. So because of these reasons, and he brings a few other reasons as well, he says you could be lenient that even if you did forget the candles of Yom Tov, a woman is not obligated to light an extra candle every single other Yom Tov. She's also not obligated to light an extra candle every single Shabbat. And the same halacha would apply for Yom Tov Sheni. And the same halacha would apply that if a woman had to light 3 candles for Shabbat, for the Yom Tov, she does not have to light 3 candles. She would only light the 3 candles for the Shabbat and not for the Yom Tov. That's just in order to understand the differences that we're going lenient with regards to the lighting of the candle.